Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good afternoon. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Now, we need to take a moment to get a set of solutions together to counter the emotional bullying of the leftist gaslighting ghouls before the next tragedy takes place. Because every time a rampage killing occurs, we're playing defense. We have to defend why we want guns. We have to defend why we have an AR-15. We have to defend why we have semi-automatics. We're playing defense to every leftist emotional exploitation of tragedy that has seen the pro-freedom right steadily lose ground in the defense of individual liberty. And the time has come to change all of that. We should be advancing solutions that work instead of just serving to deprive the people of their common sense civil rights. Now, What if we tried something different? What if we had a conversation about the issue outside the emotional hysteria of tragedy? What if we put forward a series of measures designed to truly solve the problem instead of having one side use the issue as a cudgel against our common sense civil rights? We need solutions that would solve the problem that couldn't be dismissed by the usual talking points. Every time some of these solutions are actually used in a place where we're allowed to carry guns, where a rampage killer tries to operate, they work a surprising amount of time. So we have five freedom-based solutions that I'm going to put forth to the criminal violence problem that doesn't infringe on your individual liberty. Solutions that work instead of acting as incremental moves to gun confiscation. Like number one, the biggest one, get rid of the gun-free zone. Gun control and gun-free zones are based on the absurd idea from the left that if no one has a gun, no one needs a gun. Except, inevitably, this fails because criminals don't obey the law. And the excuse is offered that this happened because guns came in from surrounding areas. Well, they came in. There's always going to be surrounding areas. It doesn't matter where you are. So that means gun-free zones don't actually exist. They can be called gun-free zones. You can be told that this is a gun-free zone, so don't even try this. But they don't actually exist. But in the places where they do operate and where they have put a regime of laws there and you're in place, you, the innocent citizen, you're thus deprived of your civil rights under a false pretense that you will be safe and won't need a gun because nobody in here between these plastic signs is going to be having no guns. And, you know, back to what I just said, the problem is that the gun-grabbing ghouls contradict themselves with this logic because there will always be a surrounding area that can be a source of firearms. And they can't seem to explain this with island nations like Australia, New Zealand, or the UK. Are the dolphins smuggling AR-15s? So the only real solution here is to stop depriving the innocent, law-abiding citizen of their rights and let them deter crime themselves. Let that specter that the bad guy might get perforated work. Number two, make sure that some people are carrying and everybody knows it, which goes along with the first point. But, I mean, carrying a gun is not for everybody. I understand that. It's not compulsory. But it's not enough that people could potentially defend themselves against bad stuff. It's also important that the potential perpetrators know that there's people out here that can defend themselves against bad stuff. And the fact is that 94% of attacks since 1950 took place in gun-free zones. That statistic is beyond the realm of random chance, with several recent incidents confirming this finding. And there's an amusing old video entitled Make Your Own Gun-Free Zone that strikingly makes the point. People put up those signs and a criminal stops his attack when they point to it. Well, that's right up there with Disneyland. And, you know, the real world doesn't work that way. Number three, we need to do something about the way the media handles these. And studies have shown that this is really a massive problem, but for some reason, no one in the nation's media wants to address it. And whether this is out of ignorance or malfeasance is unknown. But it's a relatively easy fix for this, and that's to simply stop making these into anti-heroes, these rampage killers. Shame them. Call them by name. I call them by name. A lot of my colleagues don't. I'm not going to give him the... Listen, but he's the one at fault, not the gun. That's what, you know, not naming the perpetrator to me means that we get to, it leaves the door wide open. Well, he had a Ruger. He was so deadly, he had a Ruger. And I'm not talking about censoring the news, you know. You can make the information available on a limited basis on a few news websites for transparency. There's no reason for the information to be blasted out 24/7. For days and even weeks at a time, like they did. Newtown. Newtown, I know Newtown shook the nation to its core, but when we got done with all, Fox News was there, everybody was there. And every morning, they would get up, good morning, America, we're still here in Newtown, still trying to wrap our head around the horror. I get that, I understand that. But when that was done, 56% of America thought this kind of thing happened all the time. And that's your low-info voter right there. Number four, single access security. You see this in many retail establishments, only one access door to get in. The exit can be one way, and there can be multiple emergency exits that are secured from the outside. And this works, yet many resist this basic security measure. And, see, a murderer that's going to come in, whether he wants to kill one or 100, is less likely to want to deal with the security features of one access point. And there have been cases where these miscreants make it past that layer of security, but that is why you have armed deterrence inside, and you don't have the media encourage these attacks beforehand. Finally, number five, treat the cause. We need to look at the underlying cause of all this mayhem. Simply trying to exploit this issue to deprive the people of their constitutional rights is not going to solve anything, since someone bent on mass murder will just find another way to kill. Gun restrictions are not going to stop people from killing themselves. They're not going to stop people from killing each other. And, you know, repeating firearms have been around for 180 years. Semi-automatic firearms have been in existence for over a century. And this type of rampage killing attack has only started to really perk up in the last 30 or 40 years. So the cause is something other than the availability of a type of gun. And if you know what that is, all you have to do is we need to look at what we, society, has been doing to our children for the past few decades, instead of what types of inanimate objects have been around for over 100 years or so. And that will be the true solution to the problem. We have to go after the underlying cause of this. We have to harden the targets. If it's about safety, there's two ways to try to do this, and we need to be doing both. We need to try to find the underlying causes, and we need to make the targets hard. It needs to be one of those things where when the bad guy comes rolling in, well, he's not going to like, you know, he's going to think twice before he comes in on some of these things. Even Adam Lanza, supposedly he went to one school where they had a resource officer, and he went back to the school that he used to go to. So, and that is five solutions. And I'm going to quit calling our civil rights common sense because they predate the country. Your right to self-defense predates the founding of the nation. It's not common sense. It's God-given. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We'll be right back. 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. I have a YouTube channel, Lock and Load Radio 1. Go subscribe to it, would you? I need the subscriptions. I want to make a living on YouTube. I put a video out back in 2020 about the Sig Sauer P365. Now, I am 62 years old, and my carry gun when I was in the military was a M60 and a 1911 made by Ithaca. And I carried that till I made E5, and then they took that away from me and gave me an M16, A2, Yay. But nothing about my loadout has ever been, as an adult, has ever been comfortable. So we find ourselves now in this time where everybody's looking for a comfortable carry gun. Now, there are ways you can carry guns that are more comfortable than others, you know. And with 25 states that are now constitutional carry, and I don't know how many of them are open carry, I can only imagine that you can carry a gun fairly comfortably nowadays. So many holsters out there. DeSantis makes so many different kinds of holsters that are just designed to work with you. There's got to be something out there to where you can carry a fighting-sized handgun comfortably. So in that video that I did about a couple of years ago, I said that that gun was not a fighting handgun, in my opinion, because I just don't see anybody going out there and buying 10 magazines to go with that little thing and then saying, I'm gonna train with nothing but this. It's too small. It's too small in my hand anyway, and I don't have monster hands. And, you know, some of the people I've talked to, Steve Fisher, he doesn't have one. He doesn't carry a gun like that. He doesn't see the need for it. Clint Smith got out there and said, very famously at one of his classes, everybody complains about how big guns are when they carry them until they got a fight with them. Then you can't find anybody that thinks a gun is too big. So over the past 2 years, I have been just slammed over this. It's like I was attacking somebody's, you know, manhood or, you know, something. And I've dealt with those. I've dealt with those. I have arthritic hands. There's a lot of reasons I don't want to carry that gun. There's other guns that are better for that. If you got to carry a smaller gun, there's better guns that are smaller, but not that small. That small for me is just too small. So, I got a comment the other day on that video, which, you know, videos are forever. You put them out there, they're going to be out there forever. So I don't ever take them down. And I believe the user's name was Web Jim. Had two subscribers. I went and looked at him to see what he is. He's somebody that makes playlists. He's not a creator. He doesn't put anything out. Doesn't review anything. But, hey, he has an opinion. His opinion was that everybody that is a gun, it seems like all the gun reviewers are middle-aged, portly, and this Clint guy sounds like a FUD. And when I pointed out, you know, Clint Smith, you know, he's seen lead flying in the air. Watched it. He tracked it with his eyes. And he shot people. He's been shot at. He certainly has a resume that most people would gut their mothers for. And this guy said, oh, well, you know, tactical instructors of the past, they can be FUDs nowadays because the new techniques have come. And I was thinking about that. And I'm just thinking about this mindset that is out there among some people that own guns where they look at a video and instead of... you know, he was telling me that my biggest enemy I would probably face was diabetes. So what he was doing was he was being triggering. And I thought about that for a bit. He was clear. And then when I said, hey, so that's what you took away from the video. All you can do is go after me ad hominem and all that other stuff. He's like, oh, I'm sorry if that hurt your feelings. Passive aggressive, all that other stuff. So, I thought about this for a minute, and I slowly began to have a very sad realization, because this April I'm going to be 62 years old. Now, when my father turned 62, he quit worried about work. All he worried about was golf, and he was able to go away and stop worrying about the world because my generation was in place to take over running the world, and my generation did. However, my generation did one other thing. We raised millennials, and now we have Gen Zers. And these guys are out there. They're very quick to get out there and say this is this and that is that, except they have no idea what they're talking about. No idea what they're talking about. I could just imagine with the Web Gym that was out there, you know, like if, and some of the things that I have trained to do now, since I've decided to incorporate Wing Chun into my self-defense regimen, you know, the first move, I'm not going to have to shoot the guy because I'm just going to deprive him of his sight permanently. But, you know, but they would have no idea how to deal with that when that happens. If they saw it happen, it would be triggering for them. It would cause a panic attack because we, my generation, when my my generation is the children of the children from World War II. They lived in a time when it was rough. I came up in a time when there was no, you know, the technology wasn't there and all this other stuff. There was no Facebook or anything else. It was outside and all these other things. And we learned by doing. We played real sports. You know, what was a video game? We didn't even know what, you know, there was three TV channels. And then my generation created the greatest things on the planet, the internet and the, you know, the mobile phones and all these other things that were, some of these technologies were already present and they just got improved upon. And then they became ubiquitous. And when they became ubiquitous, we, I sit back and I'm thinking about this. I think we may have doomed the country. Because everybody's looking at us right now, and the kids today, they look at what my generation has. They want it right now. They go so deep into debt that they'll ruin themselves for the rest of their lives to get where they want to, where I am, and I haven't gotten to where my father's at yet. Working on it, though. So the thought that I had was, I really hope I'm wrong. I've got more time behind me in the rearview mirror than I do out in front through the windshield. And I'm going to be gone sooner rather than later. And when I'm gone and when my generation is gone, it's not going to be about what have we left in place. We have created some great things, world-changing things. And yet, we're leaving it. It is beginning to look to me like we're leaving it to some people that can't manage it. They won't know how to manage it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA News Update. Police in Pennsylvania are holding a suspect in the brutal murders of four Idaho college students. The 28-year-old is awaiting extradition to Idaho after his arrest on first-degree murder charges early today. Former President Trump's tax returns are out after a long legal fight. The documents show Trump paid no taxes in 2020, claiming large business losses.
The mandatory audit was not being done by the IRS. There was only one mandatory audit that was done in one of those years, and none of the audits were ever actually completed.
Representative Judy Chu, Democrat, California, a member of the House Ways and Means Committee. Former Pope Benedict's condition remains stable. The Vatican said Benedict spent a restful night. Special Mass was held in his honor today in Rome. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Let me set the stage for you. In World War II, with Europe, with Germany, with in Asia, with Japan, we conquered them, and then we occupied them. We didn't trust them. We told them they couldn't do this and they couldn't do that, and they had to do what we wanted to do. In the case of Germany was sort of, Berlin was carved up. Germany was carved up. Now you have this notion. Here we are, and, you know, fast forward from the 40s to 80 years later. You have the notion of the host nation. And in the host nation, which is the formerly occupied, conquered nation, now we have to be very, very careful of the sensitivities of the host nation's people. Now, never mind that the warfighter, the military member, that is stationed overseas somewhere where he doesn't speak the language, where he's not with his family, where he's not, you know. Never mind that he's there in what would be considered a hardship assignment under any other conditions in most cases for any other profession. Never mind that. If he does something human, the host nation is going to make him pay. Unless your chain of command knows how to handle this. Your chain of command is very important in these sorts of matters. So, let's sum up State of America's military brass with one appalling comparison between how the generals and the admirals and the civilian leaders chose to treat two different service members. One is a young naval officer, Lieutenant Ridge Alconis, a family man, who fell unconscious due to a medical condition while driving and accidentally killed two people in a tragic crash and was railroaded into Japanese prison for 3 years. This happened to my first sergeant when I was stationed over in Europe. My first sergeant became the most decorated E4. He went from an E8 to E4 on the planet because of this. And I still could not let him not be my first sergeant because he was such a leader. Now, the other one in this particular comparison, not my first sergeant. I'm just thinking about how that worked out. The other one is a creepy pervert who was an Army full colonel who had put on puppy sex gear. And that's a thing, yeah. And over his uniform and social media pics, and who maintained a litter of similarly bizarre subordinate soldiers / degenerate weirdos. Now, which one of these do you think our current military leadership is still paying? You'd get a medal if you guessed Colonel Kink, or Milkbone, as the case may be. And the young Navy lieutenant caught up in this outrageous injustice is not only going to miss out on 3 years of his little kids' lives because the United States government was unable to convince the nation that our blood and treasure lets remain free to indulge in poke, lets them free to indulge in Pokemon and Godzilla movies and anime tentacle porn to have some compassion over this awful accident. No, they have decided to cut off his pay, leaving his family not only bereft of their father, but in absolute poverty. They had to start a GoFundMe. Yet Colonel Ren Tin Sin is still cashing his check. And this is a pathetic disgrace. It's a damned embarrassment. What the hell are these people thinking? And I guess the answer to this is they aren't. If they were thinking, we might have unequivocally won a major war in the last 30 years. If you were thinking, you might not have to be scraping the bottom of the barrel for personnel by allowing in Category 4s, the class of recruit that the drill sergeants need to remind to breathe. If you were thinking, this disgusting backstab would never have happened. And the consequences of this and similar misjudgments that tell our troops that they don't matter are manifesting more and more screw-ups. I had a couple things happen when I was in the military. My military commanders went to the mat. My first sergeants, my COs, my platoon sergeants. When I became a sergeant, I had to start going to the mat because I had to take care of my soldiers. And I was one of the soldiers that had to be taken care of. I was a part of the greatest military that ever was. We are not still the greatest military that ever was. That's crap. They know it's crap. And they are, in worst case scenario, they don't know it. For those of you that have never served, it's almost impossible to explain to you just how horrible this betrayal is, how corrosive this kind of RMF policy is. RMF, rear echelon, mother, I'm not going to say the word. The military, I got out of the military in 1990. Nothing serious was going on until Saddam Hussein invaded Kuwait. I didn't get to go to that because I had quit prematurely. And I begged to go back and they wouldn't take me. But when I got out here into the civilian world, I go straight into work, and the first thing I notice is that these people that are supposed to be above me, supervisors, and, you know, I'm a subordinate, these are supervisors, I couldn't trust them as far as I could throw them. I couldn't. I had to threaten a couple of them just because they thought it would be funny to do a couple things. And then when I showed them how unfunny it might be, well, they changed their tune, but I have never been able to trust civilians. I've had one that I was able to trust, and this guy I never had a doubt as to where I stood with him. And I've had one other guy that I would trust, that I worked with, that he actually worked for me. That's it. That's as far as I've been. I've been out of the military for 32 years, and in 32 years I've found two people that I trust. So, this kind of stuff, this betrayal, military is based on trust. And you got to trust your leaders. The leaders have to trust the troops to follow their commands and the trust of the subordinates that their leaders will support them. Without that, there's nothing. And this stunning decision undermines that essential dynamic. It's a disgraceful sellout of an American warrior caught in a situation beyond his control. And it's bad enough that the U.S. government was so impotent they couldn't turn to Japan and just say, let this guy out, and let Japan say, Roger, here he is, and we've also shined his shoes. This isn't some scumbag who raped a local. I got no problem letting that kind of scuzz enjoy the fun that is the Japanese penal system. This is a guy caught up in a situation outside his control, and our military is announcing, hey, troops, if you need us to help, forget it. We're going to screw you and your family. See, but how about re-upping for another hitch? Is anybody there? Hello? Is there anybody there? They not only let one of our guys be shafted, but doubled down on their ineptitude by cutting off his family. This is mind-boggling. You look at that choice, and it's crystal clear. You take care of your guy. Not this administration, not this Pentagon, not these clowns, not these generals and admirals. And it's too bad Lieutenant Alconis isn't Brittany Griner, an America-hating celebrity pronoun person whose great-grandfather came from an approved continent. Something that should have been irrelevant, but that Biden's spoke shack made sure we all knew was important. They left the Marines behind in the deal that sprung an international arms dealer. Shaka. The Pentagon's priorities are clear to our troops, and they're not one of them. So message to the troops, you guys don't matter. Trust us. Trust them, and you put not only yourself, but your family at risk. And the troops are receiving that transmission, Lima Charlie. They can't fill the ranks because it has completely alienated the traditional American who used to fill those ranks. So, this is just the latest of the, you know, all this is a symptom. And it could be fixed in a second. But whether it is or not, that's actually the test for this nation. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. A defense attorney out there with a criminal, I guess he's a criminal, it was a very novel defense. Now, I don't know what the intent of this lawyer, Sham Shamansky, I don't know what his intent was. For his client in Franklin County. His client, 74-year-old Robert Thomas, was acquitted on charges of involuntary manslaughter last month. But a jury did find him guilty of aggravated menacing for approaching a neighbor while holding a rifle with the intent to scare him. So this act, when you brandish a weapon at somebody, you may... That's not a good way to not shoot someone when you're brandishing a weapon. You may actually have to shoot them once you show your intent or that you have one anyway. But in this particular case, this act kicked off a chain reaction that led to the shooting death of 43-year-old Jason Keyes. Not at the hands of Thomas, but by a neighbor who shot Keyes from across the street. Now, during the sentencing hearing for Thomas on the aggravated menacing charge, Shamansky laid the blame for the incident on the fact that all three men were armed. At the sentencing hearing, he said this perfect storm that occurred here had a common thread, and that is everybody involved had a firearm. And what does the legislature expect is going to happen under these circumstances? Now, Thomas was carrying a loaded AR-style rifle, and Keyes lawfully carried a handgun, but it was the neighbor, Elias Smith, who shot Keyes from across the street with a homemade rifle, according to Shamansky. Shamansky told the dispatch after the hearing that this would send a clear message to the Ohio legislature that this is what happens without sensible firearms regulations. Of course, like all of these guys, he didn't tell what would have done this. What would he like to see in place and, you know, then defend his clients against? And he didn't have much to say about that, but he's apparently pretty convincing to the judge, who sentenced Thomas to 5 years probation, including 2 years of house arrest, after listening to the anti-gun attorney's arguments, alongside those of prosecutors. Now, Franklin County Assistant Prosecutor David Zayn told the dispatch after the hearing that he expected a sentence like this, but he'd hope the judge would grant his request that Thomas spend every Father's Day for 5 years in jail as a reminder of his actions. Cherie Williams Keyes, wife of Jason Keyes, called Thomas demonic at the sentencing hearing and asked for the maximum penalty. At the hearing, Thomas said he was remorseful. He said, "I was very wrong. I couldn't envision Mr. Keyes' response pulling his own gun, and I definitely could not envision someone shooting." And Thomas, he was in the wrong here. And it was Thomas who was the problem. And if he hadn't introduced a firearm into the mix, it could have been a knife or even his car. On the day of the shooting, Keyes was visiting his wife's family, who lived a few doors down from Thomas on the Walnut Hill Park Drive on the far east side. Keyes had visited the family home regularly. Now, at the time, Thomas believed Keyes had been messing with him for years and wanted to scare Keyes by letting him know he had a gun. Szymanski said Thursday that it was all in Thomas's head and undoubtedly untrue. So according to the facts that came out of the trial, while Keyes and his wife were getting into the car to leave, Thomas approached Keyes on the street with a rifle in an attempt to scare him. Which, I guess Mr. Thomas is probably very lucky that he didn't get shot. Because if somebody's out there, you know, if there's something going on out in the street with a rifle, and you're just getting in your car and somebody's walking up on you, guess what? This guy with the gun is the bad guy. A loud argument began, and family members running outside and screaming. Somebody took the gun away from Thomas, and whether Keyes took out his gun is disputed. Smith, a 25-year-old living across the street, heard the commotion, stepped out onto his front porch, and from afar fatally shot Keyes several times with a rifle, according to prosecutors. Why he shot is unclear. Why Smith shot is, you know. Video played at the trial and captured by the body camera of the Columbus police officer who arrested him recorded him saying, "I thought somebody was going to get killed, and that's why I shot." Zayn said during the trial that Smith told police he was attempting to protect his elderly neighbor, Thomas, against Keyes, a man he didn't recognize. Smith's trial is pending. Now, in this case, Mr. Thomas did not have a right to confront Mr. Keyes with a gun. Keyes had every right to carry one in self-defense, and whether or not he was able to actually draw it from his holster. It's unclear whether Elias Smith was legally allowed to possess his homemade rifle, and it's very clear, it's actually much more of an open question as to what a jury will say about his decision to draw down and fire at Keyes, especially since it sounds like there were individuals who were closer to Keyes and Thomas who would have been much more capable of handling the situation than he was all the way across the street. Did at least one gun owner make a very bad decision that day? Absolutely. Actually, two did. Is that the fault of the gun or Ohio's gun laws? No. The vast majority of legal gun owners would never act the way Mr. Thomas did that day, and I argue that 99% of us aren't going to just randomly take a shot at one party in a dispute without knowing what's actually taking place. Circumstances surrounding Mr. Keyes' death are notable not only because of their tragic nature, but because things like this don't happen all the time, as Szymanski would have us believe. And if Szymanski is convinced that imposing California-style gun laws in Ohio is the answer, maybe he should reach out to a few of his colleagues on the West Coast and ask them how many gun cases they're handling at the moment. More gun control doesn't equate to fewer guns or less crime. It does make for more clients for a good criminal defense attorney, though. Definitely not. Yep. You know. I saw that and I was, you know. Here's the only issue with carrying a gun. If you go and you draw the weapon, which the elderly man that got acquitted, he didn't draw a weapon. He got one and he walked outside up on this guy to try to scare him. So either he didn't care or he didn't know. And in any event, unless he is declared mentally incompetent, then he was wrong. So he hasn't been declared mentally incompetent, so he's wrong. When you reveal a weapon to an opponent, what that opponent does at that point, you don't really have a lot of control over. Not anymore. That opponent may decide to draw his weapon if he has one, he may decide to run. You do not draw a weapon. You do not present a weapon. You do not brandish a weapon as a show of intimidation. If you pull out a gun, there should be a very small matter of seconds before something actually happens. Now, if you draw a gun and the would-be assailant turns and runs, that's great. Call the police. Tell them that somebody was menacing you and that you defended yourself. Tell them where you are. Give them your description. Stay on the phone with them. Take a moment and go ahead and go through all the physiological stuff you're going to go through, because you are. You will. Try not to give away too much, though, you know. Because in most states, brandishing a weapon at someone, pointing a weapon at someone, is a felony. So that's why it's very important that you make the first phone call. If, on the other hand, you draw a weapon and somebody keeps coming at you, they obviously do not have your best intentions at heart. And this is when you change from trying to influence the situation to where now you have to actually take control of it and you're going to have to bring your weapon to bear. Okay, and a gun is not for sissies. So, you know, anyway. I saw that and I just thought that was horrible. That was a horrible situation. Horrible situation, and it's a horrible example. This is not how we do this. This is absolutely not how we do this. Coming up next, the professor from Student of the Gun, Paul Markle. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.